What's your name?
Robert.
Robert, as you were walking up here, I saw a picture of you hunting. You were hunting, and it's as if though you saw something go by, and then you stepped, you know, no, I don't want that one. And you saw another one come by, you're like, no, I don't want that one. I really want the big one. And that's something that God's put within you. I hear the Lord saying that he's put something within you to go for the big one. To go for the big one. And I see you with a satisfaction just kind of going after the big one and mounting that one up on the wall. And I hear the Lord saying that he's giving you the ability. He's giving you just the intelligence. He's giving you an anointing. He's giving you even an eye to see opportunities, but to go for the big one. Your life is, God's giving you a precision in life where you are exactly where you need to be. You're doing exactly what God wants you to do. But God says, I'm even in this hour, I'm showing you how what a visionary I've put within you. God says, you're not afraid to dream big. God says, I want you to dream big. I want you to go for the big one, says the Lord. And even in that, God says, there will be adults that will talk to you and ask for advice. Even in that, there will be adults that say, hey, what do you think about this? There will be many inroads for you to come and give your insight, give your opinion. And God says, because he's giving you wisdom beyond your years. There's a wisdom, there's a maturity that you walk in that others, how old are you? 13. See, I'm thinking you're about 16. There's a maturity, there's a character, there's an anointing that you have beyond your years. The Lord says that you have a pastoral heart, that you care for people, you care deeply for people, that God will have you even an opportunity, give you opportunities to reach out to those that are down and out. I see you even not afraid to be involved in outreach to the poor and to do things for the poor and just to really give because you have a heart for people, you have a heart for the suffering of people. God says that he's even going to give you a heart for justice. I see that you're real big on justice and what's fair is fair. And I can even hear you say, no, that's not fair. You have a heart for things to be fair. And God says, that's you're carrying the Father's heart, even at that age. The Lord says, that's you feeling the Father's heart, for the Father's one who's about fairness as well. He's about justice as well. And God says that you will walk in that mantle of justice. And that's even going to bless you in your career. That's going to bless you in the years to come. God's going to really set you in place where you're going to have some hand on in promoting and in bringing justice. That's all I'm seeing, so we'll leave it at that. Also, God says that I see you going on trips. I see you going on missions trips. I see you going on trips and really activating this gift that's on the inside of you. God says there's a gift to lay hands on people and see healing. God says he wants you to believe him for the supernatural. God wants to start showing you how to walk in the supernatural. And just as Joseph had dreams, God says, I want to speak to you in dreams. And the Lord says, I'm giving you an anointing to hear from me in dreams in the night season. So the night season is a very important season for you, says the Lord. It's a season where God's going to be downloading so much to you. God's going to be talking to you. And there's so much that he wants to show you. It's as if though I keep hearing, you've got mail, you've got mail, you've got mail, you've got mail. God wants to continue to download, and it's going to come through different ways. So just be prepared because he's giving you an ear to see, not an ear to see, he's giving you an ear to hear and an eye to see, let me get that right, and an eye to see all that the Spirit is saying to you. But you have a heart to understand, you have a heart to receive, and God says there's much that he's going to release to you and reveal to you. You're going to be known as a person that will have a seasoned word at all times. You will always have a word on your lips at all times. A word of healing, a word of exhortation. God says that you will be one through what you walk through and through the wisdom that he's put within you. God says you will be a fountain of wisdom, a fountain of healing to others, a fountain of blessing to others. And at all times, there will be many that will come to you to draw from you because of much that God has deposited on the inside of you. I even see God telling me, don't worry about future, don't worry about college, you know, how is this all going to work out? God's just going to open the doors for you. You don't even have to worry about, do I knock on this door or that door? There are going to be opportunities that are going to chase you down the street. I hear the Lord saying, I'm going to bring opportunity to you. People are going to be calling you. You're going to have an anointed phone ringing off the hook. People are going to call you with opportunity. I will bring it to you, says the Lord. And you will see that through this, I am guiding, I am molding, and I am leading you, and I'm very much involved in your life and what I'm going to do with you in the years ahead.
Well, I had this vision. I saw you in front of this. You walked up to this thing that I know in the vision was a big old boiler, like in a plant. And there was an access door where you could open up the access door and get into the boiler to inspect it on the inside. And I saw you walking up and opening up the access door, and you were grinning this big, huge, silly grin from ear to ear as you climbed inside of this thing. And I knew, just looking at that, that the enjoyment of messing around with big machines and how things and boilers and processes and how things are created and chemistry and all this stuff was just, it looked like an engineer. And that there's a great joy. God's going to give you a great joy all of your life in understanding how the world works and how things are put together, how things are made, and you're going to be a problem solver for a lot of people who have dirty boilers and things that they don't know how to fix or how to make work. You're just going to have this silly grin on your face as you go about just helping them solve the problem. And it's just a big puzzle to you, but it's going to be a lot of fun solving. That's one. Two, just a confirmation about the university thing. God's going to make arrangements. That's the word. He's made arrangements about university. You just got to find out what the arrangements are, but there's a provision for you there. Third, there's a prophetic gift God's going to use you in. You've got a gift of prophecy. And he's going to begin to speak to you about things that are going to happen in the future. And this is going to be sort of swimming upstream according to from certain parts of the way you think. But God's going to let you see the future. And he's going to then call on you at a certain point to be bold and begin to put your mouth where your vision is. And to speak what you see. That's going to be a trial for you. I just see from like 17 through 19. God's going to give you a lot of instruction in that area. Don't worry about it. The thing is, just be bold. When you get the chance, be bold, trust the gift, believe God. Next, there's a thing about being a family man. God's going to make you a family man. He's going to put it in the heart of a woman to fall in love with you. I mean, he really is. And it's going to be a stunning, amazing thing. And out of that, God's going to give you a family. You're going to be a great dad. You really are going to be a good family man. Not just in terms of provision, but in terms of brewing in your children, giving your children a sense of humor and a sense of excitement and joy about the world. And they're going to be happy kids and just wildly happy and having a good time. God's going to do that for you. But the thing in all that is for me to say to you, or the Lord to say to you now, relax. He has marriage and family and university worked out for you. He has a call and a destiny for you. And the real deal is to have a good time. It's the real deal. The real call on your life right now is to enjoy getting up in the morning. Enjoy going to bed at night. Enjoy your friends. Make friends and enjoy them. Enjoy your parents. Enjoy your school. Have a good time. In due course, God will make you into a working man who's a real working man. And you're going to work, and you're going to be able to get a lot done, and you're going to be an honest by God working man who's going to earn a good living and be a good family man, and is going to be able to prophesy and carry the church. But right now, you need to have a good time growing up. Okay, amen.
Wow. You're getting old as we're prophesying over you. You're just aging right in front of our eyes. Yeah, it's good stuff. Just want to add a few things. I really sense that there was a young man we prophesied over last night, you. God's got a good nucleus of young men. They're young, but they're men, and that's the deal. They're 12, 13, 14, but that's when Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, then I became a man. He didn't say, then puberty hit. He didn't say, then I became an adolescent. And I went through the terrible teens. No, he said, then I became a man. And so you're sitting up here tonight because the leadership somehow sees you not as a kid, a child, you're a man. And I think what God's putting into you tonight, he's saying, you know, God sees you as a man now. God's prophesying to you as a man. Man things. Mortgages and bills and, you know, payments, taxes. See, all those nice things he was saying, behind that was responsibility, discipline, worrying, potential worrying, but God's going to raise you up. And so you and this other young man, I believe there's a group of young men here that some of the men of the house have to just say, they're part of us. I don't know if you have a men's ministry, but these guys need to be part of the men's ministry now. You might come to the men's breakfast because you get free pancakes, but the reality is you need to be with the men and listen to what the men talk about and listen to what they pray about, listen to how they pray, read the Word of God with them. I think you need to just get, just say, God, stir my hunger for the Word of God. And you young guys, get into the Word of God and get some of these other guys that pour into you their wisdom and the things that they've learned. And that's going to be part of your track. I just have to say amen to all these other things. There's a good brain in here, and it's fast, and you've got fast thumbs and fingers when you get around keyboards and buttons. You're really good with those things. But I'm going to prophesy something I don't think I've ever done before, something this specific. I'm just going to say it because I just saw it when you sat down, and then as these guys started unloading, I said, all right, I'll say it. And I'm saying it because we always submit our prophecies. I heard RIT over you. And for those that are from here, we know what that is. That's a great school. But when you sat down, it's almost like the letters appeared above your head, RIT. Now, maybe there's another one somewhere, but boy, I just thought about school and your future, and then I started thinking of these, and then as these guys were prophesying, I said, I'm just going to say it just for fun. You don't have to go there, but I just saw it, okay? Who knows? Maybe you'll just drive by it someday and fulfill your prophecy. Went by that sign, and there were those three letters. I just fulfilled my prophecy, so I'm going to say it. So I'm not going to prophesy any more than I saw it. And that's what prophets do. They see it, they say it, and then they get out of the way. So I saw RIT, but I also saw this provision. I saw God's going to make a way for your education. I also saw this whole foreign thing begin to open up. And so as they're talking about going on mission trips, I think there's going to be a real heart for the nations. You're going to meet foreigners right in this city. I would have a sense if I had to, I think God's going to put something together when you go to university, which might be RIT, and you're going to meet a bunch of foreigners, and you're going to hang out with the foreign guys. And guess what? There's a language ability even in you that is going to just become natural. You're going to pick up language. You're going to pick up little phrases and little things, but then you're going to actually, there's one language you're going to master outside of English, and you're going to be very fluent in it. And God's going to use that to use it to what? Reach people. Because all this is said so that you can be an instrument of the kingdom. You can be an instrument of evangelism, of proclaiming the good news and talking to people about Christ and salvation and their need for a Savior. And all these, those are the big deals. Those are way, way important. So God's preparing you for all that. So I agree with Michael. Have fun in the meantime. Have fun with language and games and, you know, Do the things that young men do, but do it with kingdom purpose. Do it because, why are we hanging out and playing games? Because these are my friends and they're my brothers in Christ and we're going to grow together. I'm going to pray. And so just put spiritual, you know, kind of undergirding in everything you do that's fun. And when you're done, you can look back and say, as Michael said, you go to bed at night and say, Lord, that was a fun day. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my family. Thank you for this roof. And you can be thankful in here for the good things at a young age, knowing that God has great things in your later days. Amen? Let's pray for this man of God. Lord, thank you for young men. Lord, thank you that he represents something to his generation. And Lord, we just are grateful he's in the house of God tonight, that he's, Lord, here hearing prophetic words over his life and destiny is being released. So we seal these words. We ask, Lord, that you fulfill every one of them according to your plan and purpose, and then even go beyond all that he can ask or think to bring you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.